Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So that's how we're doing today. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler.
Don't know why you'd play that, but okay.
I'll tell you why I played it. The caller was Al, who called in yesterday, kind of came at you a little bit. Did the same today.
I'm pretty disrespectful.
Al sent me a direct message of a screenshot of his phone that says it takes him 9 minutes by car to get from his house to this station.
Okay.
So if you want to throw down with Al, I think I can be the middleman and make that happen.
Well, it takes me about 10 seconds to get out to my car.
I'm not taking sides here.
Obviously you are.
I'm not. If anyone, I'm taking your side. Well, you're my guy. Well, you're my boy.
You know what? You're obviously egging me on here.
I'm not egging you on. I'm updating the storyline. There's a couple storylines of the show today.
Yeah.
I'm updating the storyline.
Why would you give that piece of garbage any credibility?
I wanted to tell you that he told me he lives 9 minutes away.
Great. And I'm 10 seconds from my car, so, that's fine.
414-799-1250. Bucks lose last night. Clearly, they did not win based on the start of this hour.
And I wouldn't be running to my car to take off. It'd be running to the car to meet this guy if he wants to meet me.
Sure, that'd be the proper meeting spot outside in the parking lot. One of the other storylines is we've been mentioning the name Tony Snell. There was a Bucks Twitter bracket, Chuck, where you and I looked like we were going to face each other. But then Snell Season, that's his username, Snell, S-Z-N, he took me down, beat me. And then the next matchup was you, and he beat you in the Bucks Twitter bracket, too, trying to find out who the best Bucks Twitterer is. So this guy obviously loves Tony Snell. He joins us here on the phone, 799-1250. So I'm proposing playing some Tony Snell. Chuck has shot me down. Eric Name has shot me down. I know you won't shoot me down.
Of course. You know I won't shoot you down. And I just wanted to say, I got to get in contact with this Neil guy because I think he might be my best friend that was listening to that call. But anyways, I pretty much agreed with everything you guys have talked about since I've been listening for probably 45 minutes now. And like I said when I called in, I think it was on Wednesday or Tuesday. I'm not saying the guy needs to play the entire game, but when a bench unit inevitably has to come in, or a couple players, obviously George Hill's been great. He should be coming in. But I don't see why Mirotić is getting these minutes when he can't get anything to fall. I mean, I like the guy. I like Mirotić. I was super hyped when we signed him. But when a bench player has to come in, I don't see why Tony Snell is getting no opportunity. Like we talked about, he went to high school with Kawhi Leonard. He obviously kind of knows his game. He's a great 3-and-D guy. Stick him on Kawhi. See what happens. Something hasn't been working, so why not? I mean, why not give him a chance? And I'd Sterling Brown getting 4 minutes just thrown in there, that doesn't make much sense to me.
That was key Snell time.
Exactly.
Especially with a small lineup where you've got nobody to rebound.
Yeah.
Give me some Tony Snell.
I thought you wanted, didn't you say yesterday you wanted some Brown for 4 or 5 minutes?
But I wanted Snell above him on the pecking order.
And, I mean, we have the everyone talks about the Tony Snell play, you know, with the Giannis handoff in the corner. There's a reason that play exists. There's a reason people talk about it, because it works. The Tony Snell play works, and Tony Snell has proved himself as a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
And perimeter shooting and defense are two things that we need, especially coming off the bench unit.
Why do you think? Why do you guys think Bud has then buried Snell and won't even play him?
He must still be hurt.
I honestly, that's, I've been wondering that myself, because I can't really figure it out. Because, I mean, he's been healthy enough to come in garbage time for a couple of minutes. So that tells me he's obviously, he's doing okay, the fact that he's out there to begin with. I just don't know why he can't get any more valuable minutes, because I genuinely think, I know my account is kind of like, some people see it as a joke because how passionate I am about Tony Snell, but all jokes aside, I think he's valuable to this team, and I think he can play valuable.
But guys, I think we got a lot more worries about this team than getting Tony Snell into this ballgame.
Well, it's just one of the things to kick around. Snell season, thanks for the call.
I mean,
good to talk to you.
Okay, Mirotić, he's clearly lost in this series. Ilyasova gave him nothing yesterday. George Hill. We got something nice out of Bledsoe last night. Brogdon in the starting lineup, good move. Okay, I get that. I just think there's so many different ways, things ahead of getting Tony Snell. That's gonna getting Tony Snell in the lineup is not gonna win the game. Us to do like segments on getting Snell into the game would be ridiculous.
Well, maybe it's a smaller thing to a bigger thing, and I think that, you know, we're both kind of short on sleep today. I know you only got like 2 hours of sleep. And I believe in my heart of hearts, knowing you and doing the show with you for a while, I think what you think is that I'm just doing this as a bit.
Yeah, I think you're just kind of riding him a little bit.
I think that you think
I don't think you're serious about
saying
Snell.
Tony Snell to entertain someone or
a little bit.
Get under your skin. And
nah.
I wish we were past that point, because I am suggesting actually playing Tony Snell. And the bigger, maybe, point that I'm making is that Coach Budenholzer has, like I said, this arsenal of guys. And instead of just using three or four guys, try DJ Wilson, try Tony Snell. The Warriors just swept the Trailblazers, did they not? You know what they did? They used everybody and seen what worked. Jordan Bell hasn't played this entire postseason. Jordan Bell played and had a big game the other day. Warriors sweep the Blazers. Steve Kerr went into his bench and used guys based on the matchup that he needed to use the guys. Budenholzer's just trotting out the same guys the entire postseason. Use the guys that fit the matchup, and I think there's matchup benefits to using a guy like Tony Snell and even DJ Wilson. You need guys that can defend, and you need guys that can hit threes. And Mirotić ain't doing the one thing he's good at, hitting threes. Mm-hmm. You've got Eric Bledsoe chucking up threes that he shouldn't be taking. So put in a Tony Snell.
Bledsoe had 20 points.
Put in a DJ Wilson.
Bledsoe had 20 points. I think Bledsoe, again,
he had a good first quarter.
Yeah, well, I mean, helps set the tone for the team. He had a nice night last night.
Updated odds to win the title, by the way. Warriors minus 250. Raptors plus 400. Bucks plus 600.
Ooh, so updated odds. The Raptors have moved ahead.
Well, they've got one game to win.
Bucks were minus 675 when they're up 2-0 in the series. They are a minus 675 to win the series, so it's kind of probably changed around now. Do you got the updated odds now?
That was the updated odds.
No, I mean for the Raptors to win the series against the Bucks.
Oh, no, but it's very good.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to say is, again, bigger picture, I agree with you and Eric, play your starters more. I mean, Giannis should be playing. Come on.
38 minutes, 39 minutes.
This is the playoffs. Yeah. This could be your last game of the season. Play these guys. And if you do go to the bench, go based on who gives you the best matchup in this series and not just who you've been riding. Let's talk to Derek in Shorewood. Oh, boy.
Hey, Derek.
Oh, what's going on, Chuck? Bumbling Bart.
See, okay, you've got your haters and I've got mine.
Oh, Derek.
Yeah, Chuck, I got your back with that Al guy, whoever that clown is. If you come, tell him to talk to me, all right?
You got a player.
But, Bart, let me talk to you first. I was calling to talk to you about Max and Al Middleton, because this series is over, by the way. There's no chance of coming back. We have no chance.
Are you going to watch the game Saturday?
I mean, I'll probably have it on in the background.
Okay, then it's not over, Derek.
I mean, it's over. I'm expecting a loss on Saturday. Let's get real.
Okay.
Snell season, I don't know what he's talking about. Tony Snell is miserable also. All he's doing is stealing money from the Bucks right now, so I don't agree with him putting
it
in.
Well, he's overpaid. I'll agree with you.
100% overpaid. Oh, I'm glad we agree on something, Bart. That's really nice.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I mean, Middleton proved yesterday that he's not a max player. Sure, he got 10 boards, 10 assists, but you can't be scoring 4 points in Game 6 of an Eastern Conference Finals, being an all-star and expecting a max contract.
All right, what am I – this is a question for the round table here. Frames.
Yeah.
Derek. I've been a guy who says, based on the way that the team – like, nobody understands – I don't understand the way the NBA salary cap works. There's too many ins and outs. But I know that you can't just not sign Middleton and go spend that $35 million elsewhere with the way that the Bucks are structured. So I'm thinking Middleton's a better option than what's available. Now, if these other teams are going to throw that money at him, and that's what it takes to retain Middleton, I've been saying pay him that money. Now, watching last night, 6 points, he's probably costing himself some money. So do I, crossroads, triple down on maxing Middleton, or do I say, no, you guys are right, I don't want to max Middleton. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? Because anytime I change my mind, Chuck, you get all mad at me.
No, I don't get mad at you. I'm just
saying,
I didn't hear
you saying not to max Middleton last week.
No, I just get clarification for you. Just making sure, you know, see what side you're on. Because, I mean, if you switch your opinion, I just want to know what make, you know, how you're feeling about it.
I don't think Middleton never asked for the max publicly.
Well, nobody's ever. Giannis hasn't asked if for $245 million he's going
to
get.
Yeah, Giannis getting that first team NBA, he can make up to $52 million a year coming up if he wants to take that super
and deserve max. Every dime of it, too.
I agree. So I don't think it's going to take Middleton $35 million to retain him. Based on some of this postseason play,
so you're saying that if we can get Middleton,
I would like to keep Middleton on this team. If I'm pressed against the wall, I would like to keep Middleton on this team.
What if it's between Middleton and Clay? Because that seems to be we can hopefully get Clay out of Golden State.
I don't see how that happens, but I would rather have Clay Thompson than Chris Middleton.
Look at that, we're agreeing with things today. But
well, Derek, would you rather have $1 million or $50 million?
Would you rather have Jimmy Butler or Chris Middleton?
I would rather have Middleton.
Oh, see, I'd take Jimmy.
I'd rather have Jimmy Butler.
I'll take Buckets there.
Jimmy Buckets is a better defender than Middleton, and I feel like more consistent on the offensive end. Middleton is great in these transition threes. And that's awesome until it doesn't happen.
All right, Derek, so season's over, series is over.
We're playing – I mean, the season's over to me, Bart. I say this to you because as you watch the game yesterday and you look at the offense, this offense all of a sudden has become the most – it seems like the most stagnant offense in the NBA. It looks like we're playing like Carmelo ball where Giannis just dribbles, everyone stares at him. We somehow can't get past this quote-unquote wall, which is really just a zone. And it looks like Carmelo's on the court and everyone's just staring at him trying to score. Right? Like, how can you win games like that?
Derek, this is actually your best phone call.
Wow.
That's probably the longest one, too. We had the record the other day. I think this might be the longest call ever.
Are we crossing a bridge, Bart? Do we need to come?
I think I got to hang up on you. I think Chuck's patience is getting thin today.
But I want to meet you in person. I want to give you a hug now. I feel like we're...
You want to meet me in person?
Oh, boy.
Meet me here on June... something opened in my calendar. June 31st, I'll be here.
June 31st. All right, I'm like, wait a minute. That's not even a day, Bart.
See you, Derek. Derek in Shorewood. Thanks for calling. 799-1250. Lim O'Brien is on the phone. What's up, Lim O'Brien?
Hey, guys. Come on. Hey, Chuck, I just wanted you to know I got your back better than Bledsoe has the Bucks back. I have a couple comments. I hope you don't cut me off. One, I took a couple of the Raptor beat reporters back to the airport this morning from the Marriott on the east side of downtown.
Was one Ryan Wohlstadt?
Yeah, one of them was.
So sports writers are making enough money to take a limo?
Well, I just took them from the Marriott. It was paid by the Raptors. But I can tell you...
What?
They're paid by their company, but they're here from the Raptors, and I can tell you...
The beat writers jumped in?
No, I just took those two guys to the airport this morning.
But so the Raptors are paying for their beat writers to get a limo, and
this isn't 1939.
I can't have Tony Snell on my show.
I took them into
Chuck,
Denali.
Our show?
This morning. They were in the Denali.
All right, so what'd they say? Jeez.
They're laughing. And I was talking about how the Bucks, the difference right now, and Budenholzer's not making any adjustments that need to be made in a seven-game series. Nobody cares about winning threes all year. And they're laughing, saying that the Bucks don't have anybody that can create a shot off the dribble. And I agree with them. If you look at yesterday when I called, or the day before, I said it's fool's gold to think because the Bucks are coming home, they're going to win. In a tie game, 10 seconds to go, Leonard's going to have the ball. If he doesn't shoot, he's going to create a shot or a layup or a dunk for somebody. The Bucks don't have that. And I asked the guy that had the screener yesterday to find out, since Middleton's been with the Bucks, how many games, and he scored 25 or plus, the Bucks either won or lost by 20, and it didn't matter. In a tight game, Middleton always disappears. He was terrible again yesterday, and
he had 30 in game four.
I know that was it. Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. In a game, it didn't matter.
They could have went up 3-1. Here's the deal with Middleton.
He's saying it wasn't close. I think.
Yeah. It was close until they pulled it out. They blew away in the. Huh?
They were down by 5-10, and the key in that game yesterday, everything being equal, why didn't he take Lopez off of Leonard? He knows that Leonard could take him off the dribble, and if he doesn't, he's going to push forward and step back for the wide open three, bury 2 threes in a row. That killed the Bucks. The Bucks need somebody that can create a shot consistently off the dribble. They let somebody else be open. They double-teaming Leonard consistently with a bad leg and putting Lopez on him is terrible. They need that.
Well, Lopez is guarding him, and because once in a while you'll see Lopez on Lowry, too, because there's a rotation issue there.
I understand it, but the Bucks are terrible. They're double-teaming people that don't need to be double-teamed. And the bigger thing, Wilson played great all year. In the second half of the season, he earned a lot of minutes playing hard with defense, rebounding, and even was hitting some big shots. The Bucks have nobody consistently that can hit the 10 to 15-foot jump shot on a regular basis, night in and night out, fairly regular. And when you look at the Bucks, Bledsoe needs to be off the court in crucial times.
Which is a shame because they just paid him.
Yeah. I mean, but here, the Bucks got two players, Middleton and Bledsoe. And this is a shame.
Thanks, Brian.
Here's what's a shame. They have two players, Middleton and Bledsoe. When you're watching the game and you're saying, okay, well, this is not Middleton's night tonight. Well, this is Middleton's night. And I hate feeling that way about one of my best players. And the same thing about Bledsoe. Well, last night started off the game well. Well, this is Bledsoe's night tonight. Well, a couple of nights ago, well, this is not Bledsoe's night. You know, there's no consistency, really, from one of those. Because it's either they're on or they're not on. You know, it's not like they bring it every night. I mean, they bring the intensity, but they don't bring the production.
The number to reach us, 414-799-1250. Social media at 1057FM The Fan. Wendy's email inbox live at 1057FM The Fan. Frames, I think this would be a good morning for you to dive your face right into some Perkins. I was hoping you'd do that.
Yeah. I am hungry. I think the last time I ate was probably yesterday around 5 o'clock at Pfizer Forum. I had a Euro. How about that? I had a Euro.
Again?
Yeah. I've been stacking up on Euros without the pita bread. Just the everything else on it without the pita.
All right. That's fair.
But I had a Euro last night, and I had a Greek salad on top of it.
Well, at Perkins, a lot of strawberries on the menu right now because it is spring, and Perkins gives you strawberries, fresh, ripe, juicy strawberries. They put it on the fresh strawberry croissant French toast, the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters, and also for lunch and dinner, you can get the salad, fresh strawberry salad with the smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese on crisp garden greens. For my man Freems, is trying to not eat the carbs. That's a good one for him there. Stop by to Perkins today during the season of strawberry, and remember, tomorrow kids eat free after 4. That's Tuesdays and Saturdays, kids eat free after 4 o'clock. Casey says, if you told me at the beginning of the season that the Bucks would need to win 2 games in a row for a chance to go to the finals, I'd take that all day, wouldn't you? Yes, but they were up 2-0, and they just needed to win 2 of 5. And now they got to win those 2 starting Saturday. Chuck and Winkler, more from you guys on The Fan.
It's Radio 105.7. I've had The Fan, Chuck and Winkler show. A couple more minutes here, about a half hour more before we give way to Bill Michaels, 414-799-1250. I'm Chuck Freeman. That's Bart Winkler. This is part of the show brought to you by
your
Amazon.
Your boy Winks? Normally you say that's my boy Winks.
Well, I mean, either way, my boy Winks, your boy Freems, Amazon. I'm just changing it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, should I do Bart?
Sure.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler.
Today I called you Chuck Winkler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I screwed up.
Well, that's
wishful thinking on my behalf.
45 minutes of sleep we can blame that on. This part of the show brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers in Sussex. Enjoy competitive pay while delivering packages to homes and retail locations. Deliver thousands of smiles with Amazon. Apply at amazon.com/driverjobs. Amazon's an equal opportunity employer.
I've got an idea for the rest of the show. I did the post-game show last night, and, you know, we're both a little tired today. Happy to talk Bucks. We'll be here till 10. But I think that if I could take off the next half hour, just play the post-game show, and you can hear me talk. And when you want to interject, just pause it, talk.
Could do that.
Press play again. So it's like I'm here, but I'm not.
Or we could do the Ryan Horvat show for the last half hour.
We could do Horvy, or we could take up 8 minutes and talk to our boy Ram. Ram, floor is yours, bud. 799-1250.
I requested Warren G.
Yeah, regulator. But this one is like more ear popping. Like if it's Warren G, people might just think like it's a throwback day or we're coming back from break. But when it's Ram It, people know it's Ram time.
Well, Bart, I give you you and Chuck the credit for the theme music. But next time I'll talk to my publicist. I'll say, yeah, get my song over here to Bart. All I'm going to say is what I've been saying all season, Chuck.
Yeah.
Even in the beginning. What you're looking at is pretty much what I said in the beginning. You have Giannis, who's a budding, I'll say, four-star, going to be a superstar player. And then you got the others. This is what you're looking at. And Chuck, you know, I'm going to say this. You're talking about Middleton and Bledsoe. I'm really big in basketball when it comes to player background and history. And it's a reason where you get drafted or what number you get drafted. Because these NBA GMs, they work you out, they talk to you, and they know that. And like I said, Middleton was pick number 39, and Bledsoe was late first round. And before he got to Milwaukee, I remember he struggled to get minutes with the Clippers and the Suns. Okay? And with Middleton, he spent some time in the D League. It came up. So, you know, like I look at over the summer, you see players, they're working on other players and stuff like that. I don't see those two doing that. And I got friends across the country. I don't see them doing that. And it's like, you know, you seem like you want to perfect your craft. Like if you're a carpenter, new tools come out, you buy it to make yourself more effective, more efficient. And I don't see it. You know, I don't see it.
What part don't you see?
I don't see the progression for a player that's been in league 7 going on 8 years.
Antetokounmpo or Middleton?
No, I'm talking about Middleton. I don't see it.
Has he reached a ceiling? He might have.
I think he has. You remember GM John Hammond said he had Middleton coming off the bench.
Yeah, well, I think I've always said on a championship level team, Middleton would be a nice sixth man.
Right. So you can't make him be other than what's that? Now, your last caller, I'm not going to be repeating the stuff he said. He was on point. When you look at, we don't have a guy like Kawhi that can get you a bucket straight one-on-one. Because in the playoffs, you got to have some guys get you some buckets one-on-one. To me, Parker was that guy. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, he's a better shooter in the mid-range. And you look at his stats finish the season, he's near 50% from the floor. And he's explosive, and he'll dunk on you. We don't have nobody like that other than Giannis.
Yeah.
When you look at players like Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, and these are some of the free agents available. There's a few other. Kemba Walker. I think at this point we need to start looking down the road and pulling out a shopping list to put some players around Giannis that can hit shots. Just because that's what you need in the playoffs. You got to have mid-range and three-level scorers, Chuck. You got to have a guy that can finish the rim. You got to make free throws, and Giannis not doing that good from the free throw. Like, what's up with that?
That's been a long-standing problem, and it's just kind of showing its ugly head this season because games are actually mattering, and he's getting worse from the free throw line. Another thing, though, I would like to have made a trade for Korver earlier in the season, but they got Mirotić, and I like Mirotić. He's just not been very good at all in this postseason. I mean, in these last three games especially. Been terrible. And he can't throw it in the ocean. I read where Van Vliet at one point had missed 35 of 40 three-point attempts in the postseason and suddenly has turned it around against the Milwaukee Bucks. Go figure. 35 of 40. And Van Vliet is now nailing three-pointers like a layup.
Still time for you guys, 799-1250. You can reach us Twitter, Facebook, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It is so disappointing what has happened with Mirotić, because he has been good in the playoffs, and he was good before he got hurt. This series where he is missing shot after shot, I mean, Mirotić was one of the reasons that, you know, you look at the Bucks and think they can go far. They've got these guys that when Giannis does drive, they've got they are getting the shots they want. They're not hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
And Mirotić is a big problem for that, and that's a big disappointment.
Well, when Bud said the other day he wanted to stick with that lineup with Mirotić in the starting lineup, but he said that's, you know, Brogdon coming off the bench or back in the starting lineup. That's something we'll definitely take a look at, you know, down the road. So you just knew in the back of your mind, you know, that's a possibility. Then he went with Brogdon to start the game last night, and it worked. Okay, I mean, I had no problem with that. But now, Mirotić, what do you do? I mean, he played 9 minutes last night. You can't play him if he's not going to hit any shots because he's not going to do you any good out there. If he can't make shots, he doesn't do the Bucks any good.
We asked on Facebook, do you expect the Bucks to win Game 6 in Toronto and force a Game 7? So let's go to the tire fire that is the comments over there. Abe says, no, with how they've played the last three games, I'm expecting them to be too distracted to keep track of anything, including the fact that their in-game is poor. I fully expect them to bump into each other and say, oh, hey, didn't expect to see you here. How have you been? All while Toronto plays basketball and the Bucks are oblivious to it all. Oh, and the refs will continue to ignore all fouls on the Bucks and only enforce fouls that weren't in favor of Toronto. I still think Toronto does a better job at forcing the refs to call the foul.
Boy.
Although there was that one where Bledsoe fell at the baseline and didn't get anything.
But in crunch time, the final 3 minutes of that game, how do you not get a rebound? How do you get so plastered on the offensive glass like they were? I mean, the Raptors are crashing. They're getting every loose ball, and those are killers right there. I thought when Splash Mountain hit that three to tie it up, what, at 93 or 94 at the time? I thought, okay, now they're on their way. And the Raptors were getting reloads and foul calls on the Bucks, and the Bucks could not seal it.
Andrew says, yeah, they're going to win the last two. Now, this is assuming they have an honest officiating crew and the scumbum commissioner of the NBA, scumbum, changes his public statement that he would like to see Toronto in the finals, causing the refs not to be intimidated and to help Toronto at key points in the game.
Did he say that?
I don't know. He probably said it for both teams. Bledsoe actually has an all-around game. Middleton doesn't turn it over and actually plays like an all-star. Okay, you're right. Season's over. Robert says, Bucks win in game six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 15 laughing face emojis. They were beyond a joke last night. Tom says, I blame Bart for all these lost championships. Our teams are better without his doofus ass.
Hmm. Man, you got some pull. Sounds like a couple of people want to come after us today.
Well, everybody's a little angry. I mean,
you going to come after that guy?
After Tom?
Yeah, he just called you a doofus ass. You going to stand for that?
Well, I have a thick skin. I can handle it.
Okay.
I don't need to be meeting nobody in no parking lot, Framies.
All right. I'll leave that to me.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, 799-1250 on the Fan.
For the brave men and
women at the square, I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. And that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team, I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team.
I'd like to pat ourselves on the back. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath as well. Best Bucks coverage throughout these playoffs brought to you by Hupie and Abraham, Robert Hack Diamonds, and the Q Club of Wisconsin. Your home to watch all the playoff action while enjoying their huge indoor game room on Facebook or QClubOfWI.com. We have not talked a lot about the beer chugging last night between Rogers, Yelich, and Bakhtiari. We have not talked a lot about the crowd. There's some complaints about the crowd. Haven't talked a lot about that. And we really haven't talked a lot about Drake. The thing with Drake in that clip you just heard, this guy seems like he's got something to prove. Like, this is, you know, Drake's rooted for all these teams and then they always lose.
Mm-hmm.
Drake did also say last night, we're going to the NBA Finals. So if there truly is a Drake curse, this would be the time for it to strike in a very horrific way for the Raptors fan base. But he just seems like he wants this more than anybody.
He loves Canada more than anything on this planet, man. Like, all of his artists that he found on OVO and stuff, he's like The Weeknd. He found a lot of dudes.
Are you
going
to pretend to know what OVO is, or should I?
I have no idea.
October's very own.
I just learned who Drake was.
Did you really? You didn't know who Drake was?
Well, how would I know what a hip-hop artist is? I'm a 52-year-old white guy. How would I know? Dude, come on.
That's true, and you don't really have to pay attention to
the rappers. I'm Chuck Freeman. I've mentioned that before, and I had guys come out with me at Fiserv last night. And just saying, yeah, I'm with you on Drake, man. Who is this guy? I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I can
how much
see
do
it.
You know about Gucci Mane?
He seemed like he was our version of Drake last night.
Yeah, until they told him to sit down.
Yeah, apparently they told him to sit down, but he had the orange on. But who's he?
He's a rapper.
He's not from here, is he?
No,
he was sure acting like a Bucks fan.
Chicago.
But he was acting like a Bucks fan last night.
Yeah, he was wearing a Giannis jersey in Toronto. Oh, Gucci Mane. All-NBA team is out, and Giannis is on the first team, all-NBA team. The first team is Steph Curry. Now, picture this in your head, okay, because I'm going to ask you a question afterwards. Steph Curry, James Harden, Paul George, Giannis, and Jokic. Okay?
No problems.
That's your team.
Yep.
Kyrie, Lillard, Kawhi, KD, Embiid. Who wins that series? I'll give it to you again. Steph, Harden, George, Giannis, Jokic, Kyrie, Lillard, Kawhi, KD, Embiid.
Team 2 wins.
I like Team 1. I mean, it's a flip of coin, really.
You have the two best players on the planet on Team 2.
You got 10 great players.
Kawhi and KD?
Yeah, easily.
You got 10 great players. How about LeBron making third team?
I put out a poll question last week.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Missing half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he is the best.
Yeah, well.
Top five.
Yeah, well, I'd say that, but still, I mean, then put him in the top five.
Now, I don't like that Clay didn't make it, and neither did he yesterday, because the way that these all-NBA teams are contracted through the CBA is that guys can get or miss out on money. Mm-hmm. Like Karl Anthony Towns not being on the all-NBA team could cost him up to $30-some million by Giannis being on there. Now that gets him the qualifier for the Supermax, where he can make up to $46, $52 million if he does stay in Milwaukee. And the Supermax is designed to keep guys local.
Exactly. So a guy like Kevin Durant, who left Oklahoma City in his prime, doesn't happen again with the Milwaukee Bucks. They can pay him. It's on the Bucks ownership to pay him, and I think they probably will.
But guys have been turning down the Supermax. I mean, Kawhi is a good example of that. Toronto offered him the Supermax. San Antonio offered him the Supermax, and he turned it down. I think that Kemba will probably turn down the Supermax as well. If these guys want to play for winners now. It's not like 1993, 1994, where if you're Patrick Ewing and you can't get over the Bulls, you stick around in New York, or Reggie Miller sticking around in Indiana. It's changed because your legacy is what you're based off of now. Nobody wants to be the next Charles Barkley. And, you're hosting a inside the NBA 20 years later and everybody's ragging on you. Kenny Smith's ragging on you. Shaq's ragging on you. And you're the only guy without a ring. You don't want to be Chris Webber.
Yeah, but then what happens, though? These guys go and make their super teams. And then people, which I don't have any problem with, say, well, LeBron couldn't win it because by himself, he had to go to Miami and get Dwayne Wade and a few other pieces.
Well, that's what Durant's going through right now. And that's why he was going at Chris Broussard the other day, because that's what Broussard said, is that that's how guys are viewing him around the league. Like, they're going to put an asterisk next to the championship rings. And, that's just the way of the league. We're seeing that right now, unfortunately, in Milwaukee.
Well, if Giannis could get us, if he could get two better players than the other big, to replace Middleton and Bledsoe better than those two guys, I would love it.
Well, Bledsoe's here now. I mean, they...
No. But I'm saying if you could have attracted two more guys better than those two and have your big three, I mean, a powerful big three, like they do have in Golden State, or how Boston had, or how Miami had, then there you go.
I think people are overreacting with the Giannis stuff. I can't believe how fast everybody's fallen off the Giannis bandwagon. I shouldn't say everybody, but looking at social media is kind of disgusting right now. Do you think that it has anything to do with just how dominant LeBron's been in the Eastern Conference, how we rate players in the playoffs? Like, Paul George was awful in Oklahoma City this year in the playoffs. He was terrible. So was Westbrook. I mean, Giannis...
Lillard disappeared after round one.
It has nothing to... Giannis is a great player right now. What he's dealing
with two great series
isn't only just going against this wall. It's he's getting hacked. He's getting hammered every trip down the floor. I mean, this is a very physical series.
This series, if anything, is going to treat it's going to encourage Giannis to work on his other parts of his game.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you go back, okay, let's talk Michael Jordan, for example, the greatest player, in my opinion, arguably ever to play the game, but he had to take his bumps and bruises. Like, he couldn't get past Detroit. They were way too physical for him. And then he went home one summer, and this is back when NBA players didn't really work on their bodies a whole lot. They were just kind of like tall, lengthy, slender dudes. And Jordan put on like 10 pounds of muscle, came back next year and beat Detroit. Granted, Detroit was older. Isaiah Thomas and all those dudes were old at that point, the year that they just walked off the floor. But that's what's going to happen. Giannis is only 24 years old, but we're putting all the blame on him. I mean, Bledsoe showed out last night in the first quarter, but he was like, they were getting to the rim and not finishing. That's what drove me nuts.
And as Giannis becomes a young, older player here, he gets in his upper 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he can't continue to go down the lane and take the bumps and bruises that he's taken. He's going to have to work on other parts of his game. He knows that. And that's why before games, he's working hard on his post-up moves and his turnarounds and his 15-footers.
But this was my biggest fear going into the playoffs, and I didn't want to be that guy. I'm not talking the Bucks are a great regular season team. They're a great playoff team, too. But the problem is, and I said this before the playoffs even started, what does scare me, and it's Ram says it too, and I hate to agree with Ram, but I have to here, is you need 2 to 3 guys, though, that could get you buckets in the fourth quarter. Like you could say in Toronto, they got one guy that could go and get him that bucket in the fourth quarter. That's the difference between having Kawhi this year and having DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry last year. But while you only got one guy that could get you the bucket, guys like Kyle Lowry are making playoff-winning plays because they have the experience. Bucks were running their offense through Malcolm Brogdon last night because he's the only guy that could create his own shot.
I think that the thing that surprised me most about this whole series is how the Bucks haven't responded to the losses with another win, because that's what they did all season. One time they go back-to-back losses, and every time that they would lose to a team, they would come back and they would beat that team. And I've been saying this on radio stations all over the country and internationally. Can you just be me? I got a 120 in a Toronto station. Can you be me?
Yeah, I can. I want to agree with what you're saying. Remember the comparison that I made? I compared this team to the Chicago Bulls team when it was Tom Thibodeau's first year with the team and Derrick Rose won MVP. They won 60 or 61 games, I want to say, something like that. Number one seed in the playoffs. They got beaten 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals to LeBron James and the Heat, because what happened was Derrick Rose did not have a jump shot. He's a great regular season player. He's a great player, but he couldn't carry a team in the playoffs because he had no outside shot. And then you're relying on Joakim Noah, Luol Deng, Rip Hamilton. No, Rip Hamilton wasn't there yet. Keith Bogans. You know, Kyle Korver off the bench. You need dogs that could go get you buckets at the end of the game. You can't rely on a guy like Luol Deng or Chris Middleton, Joakim Noah, Brook Lopez. Like, those are great players, but in the playoffs, like, you need guys that could go get you these buckets when these series are this physical and every team's playing defense.
What station are you on in Canada? CJCL?
Let me check. I did
the one I said I didn't want to do, and I gave him your number.
You did that again?
There was another one. I think it was C 590.
I did one too, actually.
You know, I've been wondering where these numbers, why people are calling.
I mean, because I'm going to take a little nap in the afternoon. I'll do a couple.
Well, what do you think I want to do, bud?
Take a little nap.
I was up late last night, too.
I was going to get one. I told Horvat. I said, Horvat, you can take a couple of these if you want.
I actually did. I took your advice, and I did a couple of them. Yeah. And now I have like a strong following of Croatian members in Toronto that have followed me, and they're in my DMs and everything.
There you go.
Hi, Bart. My name is Sean from TSN Radio up in Toronto.
Yeah.
Did you push me to them?
I don't remember. I think it was 590.
I had somebody call me on Wednesday night at like 5:30, and they're like, hey, can you do a hit within the next 10 minutes?
I don't know, 590. That was one. I did one a couple of weeks, last week, and then I did, that guy who was in studio with us, then 590 called me, and I just gave him your number. Because I know you like doing these.
Hey, who is getting buckets in the fourth quarter for the Bucks in Game 6? Who's getting buckets?
We're busy talking about this.
Nobody wants to hear this.
Come on. Who is getting buckets for the Bucks?
Yeah,
I mean,
we just talked for 4 hours about this.
Isolation with Brogdon again? Is Middleton going to get more? Because that's my problem. Okay, Middleton's not shooting the ball good, but why are four guys on the team taking more shots?
I've been talking about Bucks for 6 hours.
9 field goal attempts only for Middleton. I don't care what his shooting percentage is.
I've been like nonstop Bucks forever, I think.
You want to talk about the Indy 500 or something? The
Brewers are still playing, aren't they?
Tell God, them. Who knows?
Yes, and Christian Yelich, questionable, but I'd say after last night, he looked pretty healthy.
His back looked all right, the way he arched himself up and were able to down that brewski.
Yeah, what with a piece of gum in his mouth. Yeah. Who chugs a beer with a piece of gum in their mouth? Oh. Shout out to Yelich, man. Yeah. I'll be at the game tonight if anybody wants to meet up at Miller Park. I'll come out of the press box. We'll meet up and you know, have a hot dog and talk some Bucks. Who's going to take over the game?
I can't even take a nap. I'm going to do the pregame.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do pregame for Miller Park today. Horvat's doing post. Horvat will be hosting the Bucks postgame show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck is going to Toronto for less than 24 hours to cover a game.
Leaving tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow too, yeah.
Tonight will be the first night I get to like sleep at least 6 hours.
I have a question, and because I've been getting out of here around like 10:30, 11 the last few days. Are we the only three that work here?
Must be.
I mean, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back or toot our horns, but
how come we're doing all the postgame shows and working holidays?
I wanted to do a live video, but like we all work so hard that we're in like sweats. We're all sweaty. We haven't showered in days.
I'm just like hoping a TV station doesn't come in here while we're looking all crappy.
What's his name? We'll come back in here.
Alan Carter from
Canada. I told you guys.
I don't care if
the
I look like crap for TV in Toronto. I'm talking about our local guys.
The bleached well of the Bradley Center.
What do you know about popular culture? We're going to lose to that guy and Drake, and my life is in shambles right now.
Maybe he was onto something, man. Maybe he knows more. Maybe
our bench is way better. We've got guys like Fred Van Vliet.
The Ted Perry, I saw Ted at the game last night. The Ted Perry of Canada is maybe smarter than all three of us.
Was he covering or as a fan?
Ted Perry?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ran into him. I think he was there as a fan. Because I ran into him. Hey, Ted, how you doing? This isn't passing.
He was getting lit up by, was it Cold Takes at him? I think he declared the series over after game
Ted Perry
two.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ian tweets in, the Bucks have averaged more than 43-point attempts per game this season, only attempted 31 last night. Bucks have been absolutely destroyed from the three-point line and free-throw line in this series. Need to let it fly in game six. That stretch in the second quarter, where they had 2 points in 6 minutes, and neither team could make a bucket.
There went the 14-point lead eventually. And, they kicked it back up to 9, and then that Van Vliet hit a couple of threes, and it's back to 3 again. It's just you couldn't sustain any success last night against those guys.
When Lopez hit that 3 to tie the game, I don't think I've ever screamed that loud in my life. I was like, here we go, because I was getting so fired up.
That was like
up.
A November 3 for him. It was way out there.
Here's what pisses me off, okay?
And it happened. What grinds your gears?
What really grinds my gears is people that have never watched the NBA playoffs and don't realize that it's all just a game of runs and every team is going to make a run. I'm getting sick. Of
Bucks
going
had
on
a two-game run. Raptors had a three-game run here.
I'm Bucks real made sick. A big run lately, though.
Real sick of going on Twitter in the third quarter, and it's an 8-point game, and people are saying this game is over. Like, have a little bit of faith in the team that you watch 82 games of.
Well, these are Bucks. Some of the tweets and calls that we're getting here even after a night of sleep.
You think any of those guys who were out at the Deer District last night, I mean, there's a lot of people out there just for the party. They're out there for the party. It's the place to be. There's a lot of people just hanging out down there. It's fine.
It's just like these Packer fans with the Aaron Rodgers, like, what have you done for me lately crowd? Like, come on. Like, appreciate the greatness of what we got
here.
Root
for your team. It's been a great season. It just, I hope it doesn't end in a disappointing fashion Saturday
night.
Well,
one thing that we are doing as a fan base that is unfair to this Bucks team is we are putting our nervous negative energy onto them. Mm-hmm. I think you could see it last night. The Pfizer for a game 5 was not what they'll do in Toronto. And I'm not blaming anybody because I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
It gets frustrating where it's not like we're a city where all of our teams suck all the time and we're happy just to be 500. We have teams that we root for that get so close, and the Packers have done it for so long, and then they're bad. But here are the Brewers. And the Brewers almost get to the World Series one game away, a lead in that game, and then they get there. And then out of nowhere, for a lot of people, suddenly this NBA team that has been ignored from even diehard sports fans in the state, suddenly they are making a run, having the best record in the league, being games away from the NBA Finals to take on the Mighty Warriors, and now they get sucked into it. And now they've lost 3 games in a row. So it's unfair to that Bucks team that we've got decades of negative energy of coming so close with our favorite teams that I think we are putting it onto them.
That's when I hear all these other cities, long-suffering New York fans, that they haven't won a title, since 2005 or 2008? Are you serious?
Boston might win the Stanley Cup. It's going to be their 20th championship
Chicago
in 30 years.
Chicago fans, yeah. How about us, man, here in our city? I've been saying this for years, Bart. On this show, we're the long-suffering sports fans in this country. All these years, there's not too many cities around America who've won a championship, last been to a championship round than us.
Hey, I got one more question.
1974.
To ask you guys. if this drives you nuts when you're watching the game too, though. Okay, so turnovers. I believe they had 8 turnovers in the first half. Remember, like, years back in the playoffs where everybody would bring it up. Every possession matters. And I know
I
that sounds
Horvath
crazy.
I can tell we don't want to talk about the game anymore.
Well, this is just one more point that I have to make about the game. Like, 8 turnovers, and then in the second half, you know, you got a clear shot at the basket, a clear lane, and you kick it out for threes. Like, this is playoff basketball. If you're the Warriors, every possession maybe doesn't matter, but when you're the Bucks, a young team, and I will still say they're a young team, your superstar's 24 years old, take care of the basketball. Every
Ryan
possession
Horvath
matters.
That's a Ryan Horvath show.
Pick and save Pro Hoops postgame show.
Harvey coming
Saturday
in.
Yeah, listen,
night.
So I can tell my mom
weekend.
I have friends.
Listen, Saturday night after the Bucks go to Toronto.
He's gotta take his kid to soccer practice in the morning.
Win game 6. Horvath will be here. We'll be here Monday morning to preview game 7.
Play Monday Morning by Fleetwood Mac. You ever heard that song?
Yes.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
We're going to be here Monday talking about a game 7 preview. I guarantee it. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards. So you can say.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.